Americans at Work. On the fighting fronts, America and the United Nations are on the march. Our gallant fighting men and the brave warriors of our allies are carrying the fight to the enemy. On the home front, too, come encouraging reports on the battle of production. An army of skilled workers, men and women, are working the clock around, turning out the implements of war that will erase the Axis. The four industrial concerns that have made tonight's program possible are proud to be able to do their full share. They invite you to listen now to the story of Americans at Work.
On the street, in the home, in a crowd or alone, just wherever you may be, I am an American, I am from the heart of me. Rich or poor, young and old, let this message be told, just wherever you may be, I am an American, I'm proud of my liberty. In the factory, in the mill, through each valley, from each hill, raise your voice and give America a thrill. On the farms, in the schools, show the world we're no fools, God, wherever you may be. I am an American!
So am I. I'm an American. Me too.
And the great transition that has taken place in American industry from civilian to military production, the Chicago area has shown wide aptitude in producing the multitude of war materiel needed for victory. This means a great deal more than planes, tanks, and guns. For all these, machines of war must be protected against deterioration. And V.J. Dolan and Company are proud to play a conspicuous part in supplying great quantities of lacquers, synthetics, and industrial finishes. Their output also finds its way and plays an important part in camouflage, wood preservation, rust prevention, and for identification and numerous other uses. Another record of which the Americans at Work at V.J. Dolan and Company are justly proud is their 100% participation in the Treasury's Department's payroll savings plan. They suggest that you buy bonds to help remove the blemish of the Axis from the face of the earth.
Something, but we're gonna end it right in their own backyard. We're proud of our country and proud to defend it, so Yankee Doodle hit 'em hard. Put our shoulders to the wheel, the whole darn world will get a brand new deal. Oh, they started something, but we're gonna end it right in their own
backyard. America's war plans are avoiding the mistakes of World War I, when widespread sabotage existed due in great part to lack of employee identification. The National Photo Identity Corporation deserves great commendation for their outstanding work in producing tamper-proof cards and badges for workers. Their exclusive dual-principle portable camera, in use in hundreds of leading war industries, offers exact, complete, positive identification of all your employees. It photographs the person and all identifying materials, including his name and signature, physical description and birth date, fingerprints, and official company signature. Manufacturers and other executives and plant managers who have an employee identification problem are invited to contact National Photo Identity Corporation, 600 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, or telephone Wabash 7830. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, It is our distinct pleasure to present our guest speaker of the evening, Mr. Carl E. Payne, sales manager of Oscar W. Hedstrom Corporation. Mr. Payne.
Thank you, Norm. Do the thing. Power to him who power exerts. And so it is today with all red-blooded Americans. We want victory. And to attain that victory, you and I, whether we be numbered among the workers in defense industries, civilian service spheres are mere salvagers of scrap metal, adult or child, surely are exerting every power within ourselves to attain that ideal. The Hedstrom slogan, victory is everyone's job. And in only by doing our work unselfishly, zealously holding to the highest standards of skill and workmanship, regardless of the many sacrifices we are called upon to make, can you and I assist our democracy in the ultimate victory before us. That will bring better understanding, happier and safer living conditions for all peoples throughout the world. Yes, whatever our vocation today, whether in the armed forces, administrative bureaus of government affairs, or the highly mechanized branches of industry, we are all soldiers together, fighting in our respective jobs for the greatest victory this world has ever witnessed, the victory of mutual friendship and understanding among all nations and people, and for the abolishment of wars and the establishment of a lasting peace on earth. Do the thing. That is the slogan adopted by the personnel throughout the five defense plants of the Oscar W. Hedstrom Corporation, whose motto is work with one another, because that is the policy that gets things done. The battlefront you and I are confronting with today is vast in its scope, and in addition to being a faithful and loyal worker, the patriotic way in which you can do more for your country is to buy war bonds to the limit of your financial ability. I am happy to go on record that every employee of the Oscar W. Hedstrom Corporation is a purchaser of war bonds, doing the important and necessary things now will result in an earlier victory for America and ourselves. Thank you.
Under the American flag that symbolizes all we are fighting for, another banner now proudly flies from the masthead at Belmont Radio Corporation. It is a banner that symbolizes the precision workmanship and energetic devotion to duty of the loyal Americans at work in this great plant. For this high achievement in the production of communications equipment, Belmont has been awarded the privilege of flying the famous Army and Navy E flag. Every man and woman at Belmont Radio Corporation is justly proud of the personal part that he or she has played in earning this distinction. To our armed forces and to all now working for victory, all join in saying, we're giving our best in every way. We've won the flag and we'll keep it flying.
Buffalo Valley, with a carpet of corn for a floor. And I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. I saw a little old cabin and the river that flowed by the door. And I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. Didn't I build that cabin? Didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. Then I heard the voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for.
Today we're truly a united nation. And tonight we're paying tribute to the wizardry of technicians, engineers, researchmen, skilled craftsmen, and ordinary workers as they stand shoulder to shoulder, working in the common cause of victory. Occupying a prominent position in the field of metal castings, patterns, precision instruments, and many other essential production needs is the Oscar W. Hedstrom Corporation. Their men and machines are at their intricate tasks day and night to help assure our fighting men the finest war implements in the world. The men in management at Oscar W. Hedstrom Corporation are certain of victory and are equally certain that out of the chaos that is war will come technological improvements which will mean a richer and happier life for all of us in the years to come.
God bless America.
The four industrial concerns that have made tonight's program possible close the broadcast with this solemn pledge. Employer and employee alike, living and working in constructive accord, resolve to maintain their faith in the American way under which this nation has prospered, and pledge themselves to preserve by united effort our heritage of security, liberty, and justice. Be sure to listen again next Wednesday night at the same time for another Americans at Work program. This is WCFL, the voice of labor, Chicago.